This is Dakota Datebook for April 1st. Ben Bird was a true cowboy in North Dakota history. He knew how to herd cattle and how to rope and ride. Born in Texas in 1864, Benton Ben Bird came to Dakota Territory in 1886 when he worked the OX outfit. He was a cowboy in the great cattle drives, guiding thousands of longhorns to the Little Missouri River country. He rode north with the cattle several times in his early 20s, but in 1892, he decided to quit his migratory ways. He settled down in North Dakota, acknowledging, quote, that he liked it better than any place he'd ever been, unquote. Ben Bird homesteaded in the Heart River country near Almont, where he established his White Butte Ranch and raised horses. Being skilled at roping, he competed in rodeos from 1893 to 1915. He also served as a law enforcement officer for over 25 years because of, as the Bismarck Tribune reported, his expert horsemanship along with his sterling character. It was on this date in 1962 that Ben Bird died at age 97. The Tribune called him the oldest living cowboy at the time of his death, a poet at heart who could see and appreciate the beauties and mysteries of nature. Ben had said, "The plains and deserts of the West were like television for the cowboys, because some afternoons cities seemed to rise up out of nowhere, beautiful cities in the sky, and antelope 50 feet high, lakes and trees and whole herds of cattle that turned out to be a mirage." The liveliest times came when an electrical storm put St. Elmo's fire on the cattle's horns and horses' ears until the bobbing flashes would make the herd of 3,000 cattle really restless. Then a solid flash of light would blaze, and likely as not, we would have a stampede on our hands. It looked like the whole world was afire, flashing and streaking blue fire, red and yellow, when the static electricity became ball lightning. And then there were the Northern Lights. According to Ben Bird, nothing could compare with the Dakotas for the Northern Lights. They were beautiful, what he called real television. Today's Dakota Datebook was co-written by Levi Seidel and Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.